This is John, you're listening to Kill Radio, and this is good. You're listening to a special edition of Is Good, rather than the usual DJ set from my latest adventures at Amoeba. We're going to be devoting the first hour of the show to The Couch, which happens on the last Thursday of every month at Lava Lounge, including this Thursday being the last of the Thursdays in May. I have Graham Kersner, music manager extraordinaire and creator of The Couch, as well as Joanne DeVault, marketing and promoting prodigy, part of The Couch, and Siri is on her way. So while we get set up with the mics and everything like that, I'm going to go ahead and play some music. That was Sendero that you were just listening to. They are one of the featured bands tonight, and we'll give a little more information about them in a little bit. This is John Gake. This was from our show in March.
Left hand sandwich, boy, we got funny things to do today. You sent me a letter telling me that you're okay, and that you are coming home, and no, you won't be late. My mangled mission statement's got me on my knees of the altar at your service, and I wonder what it's for. Will you let the record show that I showed up? And for me, that's quite a lot. On the table, you will see Exhibit B. In the evening, when the din is dying down, I close up the windows, cause the wind is blowing round. Wonder where you are, and are you getting enough sleep? I guess I'll stare at the dog again, she always lets me win. My Mangleberry weather's got me on my knees of the altar at your service, and I wonder what it's for. Will you let the record show that I showed up? And for me, that's quite a lot. On the table, you will see Exhibit B. On the table, you will see Exhibit B.
Sunlight, cause you're burning so bright. I'm afraid you might have burned out long ago, and you don't even know. Like the needle in the hay, you will lose it all to find yourself completely. There's a storm inside today, with another way to sweetly fade to blue. Can't you take the moment, get off the run today from what is wrong? Oh, 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 cause I feel this song should make it alright. Little baby, who's gonna save you tonight? It's the money, it's gonna make it alright. It's your honey, he's gonna make it alright. It's the TV, it's gonna make it alright. Oh, 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 story will be told. Put this one in the category of stealing the shine from Santa Monica, or the glow that puts the warm in your clothes. And it's gonna be so right, every bone in my body says so. I'll do my time out. Yeah.
That was Climber, John Gold, and John Gig in reverse chronological order. And you're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. And I am joined by not one, but three guests that collectively make up The Couch. Please introduce yourselves.
The triumvirate of The Couch. But you're involved as well, John, so
yes.
A resident DJ.
Yes.
I am Graham Kersner.
Well, Graham,
tell me a little bit about what I do, and tell me who you are,
and then we'll get into
still
the whole
figuring
creation
that part
of the couch.
Out. I'm not quite sure who
are
I
any
am.
Of us really.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes,
I manage bands. I own a company called Lucky Pierre Management, and we started about 4 years ago, and have a client base of about 6 bands throughout the world. And we started doing The Couch about 2 years ago, and did about 6. Installments of it, and Joanne convinced me to bring it back to life, and so here we are.
And you created this as sort of a way to promote the bands that you represent?
Actually, no, it wasn't. It wasn't to promote our own clients at all. It was to promote music in LA, and kind of promote a community of musicians, artists, what have you, to get together and just enjoy good bands and not see your typical bill. I got really bored of seeing the same sounding band at the same venue all night long. It's just boring to me. So I wanted to see, I love all types of music. So I just kind of wanted to bring that to kind of like the more popular scenes of Los Angeles. So that's what we're trying to do anyway.
Is that how you sort of chose the bands that you were to later represent? Just by them being different, I mean?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's always been my, you know, I started in the film business, and I think that was always my gravitation to music, was trying to find stuff that was interesting or obscure. But the bottom line was always, even if it wasn't obscure, it was good, you know?
Mm-hmm. Who are some of these bands?
That I manage? Or, I work with a band called Trespassers William. They used to be from Southern California, but now I've moved to Seattle. A band from Seattle called Voyager One. Another band in London called Arnold. That was actually the first client we ever had. They used to be on Creation Records and Pop Tones. A band from Brighton, UK called Carmen Rosa. Just getting their start out. They're actually really, really interesting band. And I think I have stuff of theirs with me as well today. And then an artist from Houston named Arthur Uria. And the last one rounding out is a new artist that I'm really excited about, Buddy, who's LA-based singer-songwriter.
Cool. Well, we'll get back to you with talking about how you've sort of formed the couch, what the idea behind it is.
Sure.
Let me talk to Syria and Joanne next.
Hi, I'm Syria Contreras. I guess, a lot of marketing and PR work. I'm a little bit behind the scenes with the scene in LA called Kiss or Kill, who you've had a few people here.
Yeah, actually, last week we had the Randys.
Yeah, the Randys, and I know before that you had Paul Rogers from Eject on here, a few of the Midway people and UCP. So, yeah, you're a big supporter of it too.
Yes, I enjoy it.
And then during the day, I do have a day job, unfortunately. I work at Variety Magazine.
They're listening right now.
They probably are. So
you're very happy to work
I'm
there. You work with
to
lovely
be there
people.
Right now, but I'm here. So hopefully they'll listen to this way later and once their Memorial Day weekend's underway and don't really care anymore.
How did you get into the scene? Like, why do people come to you? Why do people know that you know people who know people?
I think it's just a matter of, I used to work for a media replication company and kind of got involved with music through them. I represented, I had accounts like Victory Records and stuff like that, Kung Fu Records for a little while, just a few different companies. But just working and dealing with all the managers and labels and all that stuff kind of got me interested in it a little bit more. Before that, I was more into like extreme sports and all that stuff, that whole scene. But so it kind of went from there, and I started helping out with a company called buzzplay.com where I actually met Joanne, and we hung out at South by Southwest and stuff, and
it was awesome.
It was lots of fun.
It was a weekend to not remember.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. We were everywhere.
We caused trouble. We at BuzzPlay and had a stern talking to when we got back.
When we got back, we got a lecture after like the 20-hour drive.
Yeah,
back.
It was awesome.
But is that when you sort of realized that you have the ability to attract a crowd?
Yeah, something like that.
And, you were able to get people to talk.
Yeah, that's for sure. And we just felt we were able to make things happen, and I don't know, just kind of went from there, and I haven't been able to get away from it ever since.
Every time you leave, they pull you back in?
A little, something like that, yeah. The more people you meet, the harder it is to get away from it.
And Joanne, what do you do, and how do you apply it to the couch?
I do online marketing for various companies, mainly music, so that helps pay the bills, and also keeps me in tune on how to sell. And then I also promote the Lava Lounge, where the couch is, as well. So.
And what are some of the things that you do to get the word out about the couch?
I go out all the time and talk to people. That's
all the time.
So it's word of mouth.
Word of mouth works for me. I think it's easier to walk up to a person face to face and than to write them an email.
I disagree.
Most people would.
It works differently for different people. But
in Joanne world, yes, speaking face to face is better.
Speaking to face to face, because I kind of force them into going. I'm like, you will go.
And were the group of you all working with the couch when it first started, or was it just you, Graham, when it started?
It started with myself and another manager by the name of Tom Vaughn, who actually managed Miho Plaza and the High Violets. We were actually, I think, at Daddy's one night and decided that, you know, there's no good music to see. What do we should do? And it's like, oh, let's start a club. it's like one of those things. So.
And when you started it in 2004, like, what was the first experience like? The first night, did you realize that you had a niche?
The first night was really great, like almost like the first night of this series of couches. We were so surprised that people actually showed up. I mean, we couldn't believe it, really. I mean, we brought in our own TVs. We kind of like took over the Lava Lounge, and it was great, you know. And the response was great. John Gold played the first night. It was my birthday, so it was kind of like it all came together. And that whole series, I think Joanne she used to come to them all the time, and she'll admit that they were really great.
They were awesome. Yeah.
But we didn't expect that at all. Mm-hmm. We just maybe expected five people to show up, or you know, the drunk guy that's always out in front, you know, just to be there. But
the local,
you know,
bums that hang around the liquor market.
Yeah. No, I thought they worked the door there.
I know. Yeah.
They do.
Give me a cigarette.
The Lava Lounge is known for having live bands every night. Mm-hmm. So what is it seriously that about the couch that you think makes it not just another night at Lava Lounge?
Well, I think it's a combination of things, and Joanne might agree with me. It's that I think it's the time and care that we take into booking the bands. It's just not four bands just to fill space. It's three bands usually, sometimes four if the bands have shorter sets or something. But I think it's the time that goes into it, the thought about every second of what we're going to offer people. And I think, I might be wrong, but it was the first free night ever offered at the Lava Lounge, so that helps.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good segue. It's technically free with RSVP. How uh-huh. can people get themselves on the list?
They can email, they can go to our website, they can go to, nowadays, because when we started this thing, there was no MySpace to really speak of. At least there was, but it was just, you know, for like Korean hookers and things. But now you can go to our MySpace page, which is The Couch Night at MySpace, or you can go to luckypierre.com / lecouch.htm, and you can just send us an email, you know.
Okay, cool. Well, why don't we play some music, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about what people can expect tonight and perhaps for future Last Thursdays.
We never really know. We never really know what to expect.
Well, musically, anyway. let's see. Why don't we start off with someone who's going to be actually playing tonight, Renata Youngblood. And maybe we should give her a little bit of an introduction. She has interesting story. Yes,
she's got a really. I was kind of cruising MySpace, which is kind of how we do it now.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
It's so different.
It's
than
a lot
it was before.
Of MySpace.
And I think I came through her page through David Jay, who is a friend of mine, who's in Bauhaus and Love and Rockets. He produced. It turns out that he produced this girl's new record, and I just. It was kind of like when I heard Trespassers William for the first time. It wasn't so much the songs at the moment. I mean, they had some really good songs, but it was the voice that, like, nailed me. And with Renata, it's like, I think she's going to do really well. She's, you know, she's just starting out. But it's I was just so impressed by the sound and the timbre of her voice that I was just like, we really should give her a shot. I mean, it's so weird because it's so sight unseen now. Mm-hmm. It's like... Sometimes it's like, because we used to want to go see the bands, and now, you know, she's coming up from San Diego, so she's not a local, so sometimes you take that risk, but everybody I know that's dealt with her has just been like, she's great, so.
I guess that's
she's
actually
been
the
amazing
challenge
to this point, too.
Which sounds like she has a really good support system as well.
She does, and she's a pleasure to work with, too, so I'm looking forward to having her tonight. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's like probably one of the major challenges with something like The Couch, which is you want it to be different, so you're not going after bands that have that regular local following. I mean, they have their own followings,
right? But usually, really small. And you know, that's one of the things that when Tom and I sat down originally to put this thing together, we're like, let's not book bands based on who they can bring in. You know, it's base it solely on what they're doing musically.
So then it's really up to the couch to bring the people in.
Yeah, it's about
sitting
on your couch and wanting to share bands. It's not about who can they pull and what industry is going to come out to see them.
It's about listening, not just
hearing. Well, the industry will come, you know, if we start bringing good stuff. And
if you build it.
But yeah, exactly. So yeah, I'm looking forward to hearing her tonight.
Well, cool. This is what she sounds like then.
Somewhere between heaven and rain, the world takes on new meaning again. Somehow, the through the darkness of night. The stars all come out. We get it right, we get it right. Under the weather, but that's nothing to do with you. Darling, it's so cold. Man, is it ever gonna snow? There are so many, so many things that I still don't know. But I swear, we still got a chance. We could take advantage of our present circumstance.
And I see the fire. very much, folks.
I fell through a world that couldn't change, too empty by me of me. I'm tired and full of all the past. No, we will never last. Not to sweet words and passes dancing in the parking lot, amazing kisses.
You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org, and my guest is The Couch. And we were just listening to some music by Klum, who's actually a guest on the show. You can download their interview from myspace.com/thisisgood. And before that, we heard Drive Blind and started the set off with Renata Youngblood, who's going to be performing tonight on the couch. Let's talk about tonight. What's the lineup, and how did you pick the people out?
The lineup tonight is first band is a band from Orange County called Sendero. And then Joanne brought that band to the table, and yeah. I'm not sure how you
I
came
found them off of a collective of a lot of bands that I really like. We had Ann Lynn last show. They were on the same one. They're also friends with Satellite Class. I'm a big fan of Satellite
Class.
Class
is great.
The show.
Yeah.
It was an awesome show. And Hockey as well.
That Slings CD.
Slings are awesome too. They play the Lava Lounge.
If they weren't such good musicians, I'd suggest they give up that part of the industry and just promote bands. Because
because they collect great bands. I love it.
Yeah,
it's a good CD. People should buy it.
Yeah, it's like $3 from myspace.com/slings.
They should donate some to us, and we can give it away to the people that come.
They should donate.
Just a thought.
And where can people get more information on Sendero? They have a MySpace page.
They do, and I also think it's Sendero.com as well.
I think it is as well.
Isn't there a hidden letter in Sendero?
Yeah, it's like S-E-N-D-A-E-R-O.
Yes. Okay, yes, that's what it is.
It's a dyslexic's nightmare. But yeah, great band. I'm looking forward to see them as well.
Too.
I mean, actually, tonight I'm really excited. The bill in general is just
a pretty strong bill.
It's a pretty strong bill. And, you know, from listening to Renata's stuff, I mean, everything you're going to hear tonight is going to be different. Like, you know, they've got more of a, Sendero's got more of a country, haunting, folk vibe. And then the middle set is going to be a band from Los Angeles called Knifey Head. And they are the closest thing I think I've ever seen to, I mean, Joanne said it best. It's like, as soon as you start seeing them, you just want to start dancing and, you know,
but
I don't know
energy.
If I want to, maybe I'll put a skirt on. It's called a kilt, but I'll put it on. It's like, I would say like Weezer, if Weezer and Frank Black and the Pixies got together and had children.
And the Blues Brothers.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I didn't say that. If they got to, you know, they're great. And, you know, I'd known the guys in the band for a long time. They're all in different other bands, from Gary Jules to Buddy's band to, you know, Dear Purdy. And they've played a lot of Hotel Cafe. They're just kind of branching out. And their underground kind of word of mouth stuff is just doing so well. And definitely should come check them out. I mean, all three bands on this bill are very different. And that band just came to me. Knifey Head was basically through friends. You know, it's just seeing their shows and, you know, it's like 24 minutes of just insanity.
Yeah,
so
pretty much insanity.
Sometimes you get a pop show, and sometimes you get a really intense punk show.
Dirty.
You know,
it depends on the crowd, huh?
It depends on how the lead man, Mr. Percy, is feeling.
His attitude for the day.
Yeah, so, you know, you never know, but it's usually pretty good. And they're a tight band as well. And then also Renata as well. Yeah.
And so the couch really isn't so much about indie rock as it's just about independent music. We played some Climber before, which, like, again, a totally different vibe, and you've had just guy on a guitar acoustic acts, and then you've also had these like high energy rock bands, and then even some electro stuff in there.
John, we like a marketing challenge. You know, if it was all wrapped up with a bow and it all made sense, then, you know, why do it?
Well, a little something for everyone.
Yeah, you know, it's like, it's also, I mean, I guess really, you know, the couch came from my experience in college. I mean, it was just like, I had this house that was right near school, and it had a huge backyard, and it ended up like, I just happened to be friends with all the musicians, and I was in film school at that point, so they ended up, we'd have these parties in the backyard with kegs and stuff, and then it was just like, the musicians would be in my living room, which was a good-sized living room. I think I was paying $250 for like a two-bedroom house in Waco, Texas.
Wow.
And these musicians would start playing acoustic on my couch, you know, and it was just like, my inside of my house was packed, you know, and it was just like, that kind of became, a lot of things went down on that couch, but but, you know, like guys like Wes Cunningham, who's a Nashville singer-songwriter. I mean, a lot of people, Michael Jerome, who was in a band called Pop Poppins, who is, you know, just toured with John Cale. He's an amazing drummer. He did a DJ set with us. So all those friendships kind of came from way back in college. And I don't want to date myself and say how long ago that was, but it was not in the last decade. But, you know, so that, you know, the vibe to the couch is really about that. I mean, it's just, you know, and DJs as well. It's like, we have guest DJs, and we try to get people that are not DJs just to come and, you know, and hopefully they're in the music business or the film business or something, maybe an actor or whatever, and kind of or just share with us what they've got on their iPod. You know, now it's iPods. You know, before it was like, what do you got on vinyl? Come on, play it. You
know? So it's just kind of interesting to know, like, well, hey, you probably have a good taste in music, and you know what. What does it sound like in your head? And then invite people down to try
right,
that.
Yeah. It's like, or when you're going with a good friend of the, like Amoeba, and they're like, you know, you're running through the aisles and they're like, oh, look, have you heard this? You know, that's it. That's what we're trying to do. You know, it's like, and you know, it's tougher in the format of having bands, because you got the changeover, and it's like, you know, the logistics of three bands. It's not like they can play two songs and leave, you know. Mm-hmm. And maybe we'll get to that point, you know, just have backline and just have bands in and out. Hey, isn't this great? Isn't that? But I think that would feel too like a, you know, mass, you know, production machine. So
what's the musician response been to the couch over the years?
I mean, I haven't had any complaints. I mean, there may be people out there right now going, that asshole.
No, but I mean, are bands looking at this as an opportunity, or is it still kind of in its
I think it's an
stage?
Opportunity. I mean, not only, you know, not just for playing for me, who, you know, I mean, I have a lot of friends, but it's like, there is industry that come out. You know, it was funny, like, I think the first night John Gold played, it was a very high up industry rep was there, and just to see the couch, and he was like, came up to me, he's like, you know, I've heard of this guy John Gold, but I just saw his set and it just blew me away, and he's been a fan ever since, you know. So you know, we try to tell the bands, it's like, you know, you don't have a huge following, but we're gonna promote you to A&R, we're gonna promote you to press, you know, like Klum, for instance. I mean, you saw them, loved them, and brought them on your show. And Climber is, you know, another band that's just like...
So I would have had them on the show too, except they're in Oregon.
Yeah. Great band, you know. So the exposure for them is different than just going and, you know, maybe they make $50 at the, you know, wherever the gig or something, but nobody's going to really see them, where it's like, come play a free show. We're going to do the work of that month to get the people out.
We bring the people out. And the thing is we are out all the time, and we all have friends in different areas of the industry, and we get our friends out. That's where we want to share our music. Like, what do you like, Joanne? Here's what I like.
Right. Well, tell me a little bit more about the audience. Like, who goes to the couch? What is the sort of spectrum of people at Lava Lounge on this particular last Thursday of the month that's maybe different from what you might usually be at the Lava Lounge? Or is it any different?
Oh, I certainly think it's a different crowd that comes to the couch than comes to the actual Lava Lounge.
I think it varies depending on the artist. That's why we keep it so eclectic, to keep bringing different types of people out. People who may... The Lava Lounge is an awesome, awesome venue, but it is a little smaller in size, so people are sometimes hesitant to go see a band there. But if we can bring them out and also expose them to the venue as well as the bands, you know, they might discover, oh, I do like slower music, or I do like singer-songwriters, where normally what they listen to is more of a hard, like, more rock, more, you know, first they may come out as, you know, a favor, or wanting to know what we're up to, what we're doing, and also just hearing us talk about the bands, because I get excited about who Graham and Joanne pick. So I definitely try to tell others, and it just kind of goes from there. So every month it kind of varies a little bit depending on who we have playing.
It definitely does. It's a broad spectrum. I mean, I think what we're hoping to do eventually is that spectrum doesn't change so much, so we start to build that community and
sort of a couch following,
and anyone listening is like, it's not always slow music, that, you know. A lot of times we do gravitate towards bands that are, you have to be a little bit more patient with, but we are always looking for something to rock the house, you know. Even like that, some of the best nights we've had, I mean, Klum, which is kind of a you have to be kind of patient on the record, kind of listening to Radiohead-ish. In that, one of the best live shows that I've seen.
Like, it really was.
And because of
delivering with each song.
Yeah, and because of the limitations of the Lava Lounge, I think it. When you get to that point, when it's a packed room and you've got a band with that energy, even a quiet band, it's pretty amazing. You know, it reminds me of the old Viper Room days prior to, you know, an incident that happened there, and the place changed completely. But you used to be able to walk into the Viper Room and it would be surrounded in celebrity, but also you'd have amazing bands playing. You'd never know who they were.
Well, before we run out of time, sure. Something we should have been mentioning over and over and over again the past hour is the specifics about tonight. Lava Lounge is 1533 North La Brea.
That's correct.
It's between Hollywood and Sunset. And
show starts at 9.
Show starts at,
yeah,
at 9.
First
they have
bands
valet
are on
parking,
at 9:30.
Right?
Valet parking, if you can believe that. That'll help. Yeah. And, you know, any other information can be found on the MySpace page or at luckypierre.com, and that's LuckiePierre, not with a Y.
And John will be DJing. He's the sound of the couch.
He's the couch DJ.
He hasn't really let us ask him any questions, but he does an awesome, awesome job.
Well, thank you guys for finding me out and placing me in the couch. It's a nice DJ home.
How did we find you?
Just by...
I think I hunted him down.
Yeah. I've just been playing a lot at Lava Lounge, and I think, you know, my attitude about music, I think, kind of jives well with your guys' attitude about music.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah.
So it worked out well for everyone, plus the fact that I have a radio show probably didn't hurt.
Not at all.
No.
So, and that's been good for me too, because a lot of the bands that I've met doing the couch of the bands are perfect to have on my show.
Yeah.
And in fact, in just a few minutes, I'm going to interview Joel of Pedestrian, and
great
he was
band.
A guest DJ of ours in March. So again, above all, this is free, and there's not a lot of good music that's free in
Hollywood. Just RSVP or you know, get that little flyer, and it's free. Otherwise, they make you pay the five bucks.
So it's myspace.com/thecouchnight,
mm-hmm.
and you can RSVP there. So thank you guys for coming in.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Why don't we'll play something couchy while Joel comes in to set up.
Play something couchy.
Let's see what we have.
I too. People should always play something couchy.
Yes, they should.
How about we'll play a little Miho Plaza, because I just saw them the other night.
Perfect, yeah.
At Lava Lounge, and they were guests back in 2004, right?
Yes, they were. It was them and another band you played from Scotland called Drive Blind. That was a great night, actually. It was a really good night.
All right, my guest has been The Couch. Stay tuned. I have Joel Shearer from Pedestrian coming in to play some acoustic tunes and talk about his work. And please join us tonight on The Couch at Lava Lounge, 1533 North La Brea, and RSVP at myspace.com/thecouchnight.